Frida Kahlo is widely known for her self-portraits depicting death and dark subjects, but she also had a love for life and she loved to cook. With that, three Detroit-area chefs are paying tribute to the renowned Mexican artist, and they're guided by a book called Frida's Fiestas, Recipes and Reminiscences of Life with Frida Kahlo. The book was written by Guadalupe Rivera, who's the daughter of Diego Rivera. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia visited the restaurant El Barzón in Detroit and brings us this audio postcard.
My name is Norberto Garita. I'm the owner from El Barzón restaurant. We have a small Frida Kahlo menu, which is right here. So we have the mole negro oaxaqueño, we have the poblano, we have the red snapper a la veracruzana, chile relleno with picadillo, a chile nogada, tan pequeña, and la barbacoa de chivo.
Garita shows me how he puts together the chile relleno picadillo, a green poblano pepper stuffed with shredded chicken and vegetables, sliced almonds served with a tomato sauce.
And then we put some carrot, col,
cabbage.
And then will be the chicken. Well, this one I make from the book, from Frida Kahlo's book. So we stuff the poblano pepper, and then with the
deep fry it,
and we're ready to go.
Garita calls his menu "Dining Like Diego and Frida." The first dish on the list, mole oaxaqueño.
Tell me about the mole oaxaqueño. What's in it?
Oaxaqueño has a chocolate, cinnamon, peanuts, oregano, cloves, sesame seeds too. We put it too as well. Yes.
22.
I will say about 22 ingredients. 22 ingredients. I mean, you will, when you bite, you will feel, I mean, different flavors of the there. It does because the ingredients. Yes.
Garita serves the mole sauce over a turkey leg sprinkled with sesame seeds and a side of beans and rice.
To me, in Mexico, like say, it's a classic to have a mole with turkey. That's the original one.
Garita came to the U.S. when he was 16.
And I'm original from a small town they call it Platanarte, Comatlán, Puebla.
He cooked with Italian chefs in New York City for 10 years before relocating to Detroit. Here in Michigan, he worked at a high-end Italian restaurant for 8 years.
So we have Italian food as well as Mexican. So we do both. Yeah. Yeah.
Finally, Garita cooks up the red snapper, Veracruz style.
So when we say Veracruzana, what do we mean?
The vegetables. Green, yellow, and red pepper.
A fillet of red snapper sautéed with julienne onions, tomatoes, chilies, capers, olives, and oregano. The secret ingredient, a splash of white wine.
Wow, it smells delicious.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about cooking?
I mean, my favorite thing is, I mean, to be in the kitchen, you know, try to do different recipes. Makes me happy when people feel happy and when they come, they try the food, they say, wow, it's a good food. And that makes me happy, you know. You're serving the plate. We're ready to go.
And if you want to get a seat this weekend at the restaurant El Barzón in Detroit, you might have a hard time. Garita says the restaurant is completely booked this Saturday, but he says the special Dining Like Diego and Frida menu will continue into the summer. For Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.